Hey everyone, welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. This is the February 24th edition, PCI number 283. Welcome to the show, Mike. How you doing?
Doing good. And yeah, it's been a while since we've mentioned the number of the show.
Yeah, so we're on the march to 300 years. So gives us getting ready to hit a major achievement in a couple of months. But hope everyone's doing well. Of course, we're just coming off a big week from last week. We'll talk a little bit about that at the top here. But news, we've got some news for you today, best practices. We've got some stuff going on at Blueberry. We've got a Blueberry pro tip today talking about email. And we got a question of the week. So, boy, I tell you, big week last night, Mike, and a lot of feedback on the new stats.
Oh, definitely. Like I said, lots of stuff going on, and you know, I don't know, we probably had a couple hundred people throw in their 2 cents about what they thought of it. It's been mostly positive, few bugs, and the dev team has just been absolutely stellar at squashing those bugs
And actually bringing back some features, because there was a couple of things that people said, I can't sort or can't do this. And we're like, oh, yeah, we missed it. So that's what the feedback's for. So if you haven't already provided feedback, please do so. Get a chance to win a year's worth of free hosting. We want you to go in there and really dig around in the new stats and tell us what you really think. And all that, and we literally have a meeting where we go through line by line by line by line with the team and dev team, product team, and look at everything that you have submitted. And then we give Mike and his team a list of tasks to follow up with customers that had questions. So most of you will get an email back if you haven't already.
Yeah, we're slowly but surely getting through the list. So.
Anyway, so definitely check out the new stats. We're pretty proud of it. We got a lot coming over the next 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So we're not done. This is just the beginning. As a matter of fact, at the end of the culmination of what we're going to announce in a couple of weeks, there's more.
Yeah. So even afterwards,
there's more. So this is not really, this is going to go on for a while. Lots of things we've got planned. We're really super excited about some of the stuff we're bringing to you. With that, I guess I'll get in the news. And of course, wow, big news at Podsites and Chartable, with them being picked up as part of Spotify. The folks over at Sound Profitable, Brian Barletta over there, pointing out they should no longer be considered a third-party podcast statistics provider.
Yeah, because they're, with they're being part of Spotify, you know, that's, I think one of them said it's like grading your own homework.
Right.
You know, because they're selling ads, they're an ad agency, an ad broker.
Yep.
And then they're also providing the reporting back to their advertisers.
You know, and that's a little trick that the folks at another company tried to play as well. They separated they made two companies, measurement company and the sales company.
Yes.
And yet it was all the same people.
Right.
So two entities, but tried to make one entity into two, and it was still two entities. Yeah. So
it's like a conflict of interest. You know, the measurement company that you use to audit what you've delivered for the customer should be a true third party, you know, not somebody that's brokering these ads.
So. You know, I think what it really boils down to is, you know, we have sold advertising and do. Mm-hmm. And the reporting comes back into our stats system, into our campaign management system, which then is exported to the media buyer. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, we've done this as well.
Sure.
Internally. But I think what the bigger picture here is, and, you know, I don't care that they aren't going to be considered a third party podcast statistics provider anymore, but what they are going to do is screw a whole bunch of customers, and basically they're going to have no home.
Yeah, all Chartable is just going to go away.
Yeah,
for anybody that's not
on the platform they're integrating it to. So I think if you are a Blueberry podcast statistics user, you are in a very good driver's seat right now. If you are using Chartable, you don't have to worry. There's going to be, again, we're just getting started on stats. A lot of things to come here.
Yeah, and a lot of times we don't really push the fact that you don't have to host with us to use our stats.
No, No, you don't.
And we have a what we used to call pro stats, now just standard, but those stats you can have for $5 a month, right. And they're IAB certified, you know, really good third yep. party, true yep. third party stats.
Yep. Use our redirect and you're yep. good to go. And I think that, you know, you don't get some of the reports that we're able to provide our hosting customers. But
and that's mainly due to technical.
Well, we have to have the log files to do some of the stuff that we're providing now. But I think we've got a pretty compelling reason now for podcasters that aren't hosting with us to really heavily consider moving, because the information we're going to be adding to stats is going to be pretty remarkable from an analysis standpoint, you know? So I think that, well, just stand by. If you're listening and you're not a hosting customer, we've got some stuff in the hopper.
Definitely.
It's coming. And if you have a friend that's hosting somewhere else and you love your Blueberry stats, you should be an affiliate and recommend that they come to Blueberry and come over here and host their media. So, I was a little confused about this Libsyn announcement where they acquired Par. Didn't they already acquire Par?
No, they bought Pear, which was a web hosting company. Par is podcast ad reps. That's what Par stands for.
Oh, okay.
And it's basically their advertised cast that is rolling Par in.
So they're spending money like a drunk sailor. Another $5 million
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, $5 million is what they spent for that. So,
okay.
Well, at least that's what's being rumored.
Sure, sure.
But, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Also, LinkedIn is jumping into podcasting in a partnership with Verizon, creating original content for the platform. So,
yeah, it's interesting. It's a LinkedIn podcast network, and you know, it's going to be presented by Verizon. Says creators at launch include Jonathan Fields, Maida Malik, and D. Marshall. And I don't know, some people I haven't heard of, but they have some exclusives already, or, you know, people on the network. So should be interesting to see. It's probably going to be a more, you know, career type podcast, I would think. But we'll see. Be interested to check them out. I'm not much of a LinkedIn user these days, but
I'm on there quite a bit. I don't like the LinkedIn messaging. It drives me insane because it's just a spam platform.
Yeah, but that's what I'm seeing. So
the host of BBC Americast is moving to rival platform Global for podcasting and radio. That's an interesting move.
Yeah, Global is the company that just bought hosting company over there. Which one was it? Anyway, that British one. But they just bought that podcast hosting company, and you know, a lot of these BBC radio people are jumping ship.
Well, Global has radio as well, so maybe they think there's bigger opportunity. You know, grass is always greener on the other side of the fence.
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah, you never know. But Americast is kind of interesting. I've actually listened to it in podcast form, and it's a bunch of Brits talking about U.S. politics, which is kind of fun. So.
Especially they have no horse in the game. They can just blast away, right?
Yep.
Podcast moderation challenges was an article from Reuters. I was interviewed, had a pretty long interview, and ended up getting two sentences, but that's how it normally works.
Yep.
And it just talks about the ability to, again, you know, Blueberry podcasting is provided protected by Section 230. We don't go through and look at content and police it. If we get a report of something, we will investigate it, but
which is not fun, by the way,
right? So, you know, I think that what they're really wanting is podcast companies to automate moderation, and I see that happening anytime soon.
Yeah, it would make it cost prohibitive for anybody to podcast, really.
Right. Yeah. We don't have billions of dollars like Facebook does to build and have big moderation teams. So, yeah, don't think so. There's an article about 8 podcasting mistakes to avoid. What's the skinny on that?
It's back to the basics. It was a good article over on makeuseof.com. And, you know, mistakes that a lot of podcasters make is not focusing on their sound quality or levels. you know, using YouTube as a hosting service. I thought that was fun. That's, you know, so that's a mistake because it's not a podcast host. Although, you know, nothing wrong with having a YouTube channel.
Right.
And forgetting ID3 tags. I don't know if I agree with that. I not very many places use ID3 tags, but.
Yeah, I quit doing ID3 tags a couple years ago.
Yeah, you know, Blueberry kind of gives you the rudimentary ones if you're hosting with us. If you turn that on, you know, you get just the basics, and that's probably good enough.
Right.
You know, number 4 on his list was not using a call to action. I could see that. You know, a lot of times we have calls to action here, but sometimes we don't. You know, it just depends on the episode. Let's see. Avoiding submissions to podcast directories. And you know, as we always say, be everywhere. And you know, we give you as many tools as we can to get you as everywhere as we can. But there may be other places too. So, you know, if in any podcast directory that you can be in, you should probably be in.
So those are their opinions of 8 mistakes that you to avoid. There's a survey out that's, well, it's called the Pod News Report Card. So it gives you the ability to give some feedback on major directories and platforms. So be sure to go fill that out. It's the first ever Pod News report card. Link will be in the show notes.
Yeah, it'd be real interesting to see the results of this. I went through it yesterday as a listener. You can do it as a listener or a podcaster. But I went through as a listener, and I can't wait to see some of the results. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. Let's talk about our best practice day, talking about creating a media kit. And, you know, this is something that will come up if you decide you want to monetize your show. And oftentimes people have, you know, it comes at them out of left field and they say, well, company says, oh, can I see your media kit? And you're like, a media kit?
What?
What's a media kit? You know, a media kit doesn't have to be complicated. It can be 1 or 2 pages. I remember at one time mine was like 10 and it was ridiculous. And so a media kit shows your dedication, timeliness, and overall brand and reach. It's easier than you can explain, and it should be able to be looked at a glance.
Right. Yeah, when I worked in magazines before podcasting, and we had media kits for all our magazines, and they were literally, you know, half of a 8.5 by 11, just showed circulation and da-da-da-da-da, you know, demographics. But we had a lot of demographics info
right.
as well for in the publishing business, but not so much in podcasting.
Well, unless you run into Blueberry Survey, listener survey, then you'll have some demographics.
Exactly.
So again, a media kit shows your dedication, timeliness, and overall brand reach. So you want to basically put, you know, who you are, what the show's about, who your listeners are, what their ages are, what the demos, how long you've been running, how many episodes you put out, you know, that type of info goes into your media kit, and usually a contact email, telephone number, maybe even advertising rates on what you charge on a CPM rate or flat rate or whatever it may be. It could actually have
show sponsorship or whatever.
Yeah. And your media could show prior sponsors too. So keep that in mind. That's why every podcast should have at least one sponsor, essentially, even if you're sponsoring your own show.
Yeah, so. A lot of people do that, and why not?
We do have some Blueberry news. There's a blog post out. It's Power Through Podcast Burnout by David Day. I think we all hit certain levels of burnout from time to time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I'm the king of burnout when it comes to my personal shows. It's just... Sometimes it's really hard, and sometimes it's just time to say, I'm going to take a week off.
Right.
Or whatever. But he goes through a whole litany of stuff here that we probably wouldn't think of on our own.
You know, one thing's for sure is from time to time, I kind of, like, if I'm not feeling it, I'll skip because I know I'm not going to give a good show performance. So I think that, you know, it's not good to skip.
No,
especially if your audience is counting on you, but sometimes you just have to, you know, say uncle.
You know, rather than put out a really crappy show for the sake of putting out a show.
Yeah. You know. 'Cause your attitude's going to burn through and show up in that episode. And it's, you, you might as well not even do it. But again, you know, sometimes a Red Bull is what needs to get me motivated, but yeah. And everyone has their own motivation factor. Yeah,
I got to go walk around the block a couple of times and then I'm good, you know, but,
Let's play our pro tip from the Blueberry Pro Team.
All right.
Hi, it's Toby Goodman here. I've spoken a lot about email and why you should be collecting email addresses from your subscribers or followers. And I've also spoken about how you might get listeners onto your email list so they stop becoming a stat and start becoming a raving fan and maybe even a client. But today I want to take this a step further to encourage you to do some basic segmentation with your email list. Let me explain. I don't speak to my friends the way I speak with my kids, and I don't speak to my clients the same way I speak to my parents. If I'm introduced to someone for the first time in person, I'll likely greet them, pending pandemic-related restrictions, with a handshake. If I meet an old friend, they get a big hug. So, why do so many podcasters with email lists communicate to their guests with the same emails they send to their listeners? Sure, both have invested time in you, but while your listeners choose when to put you in their ears, you already know your guests at least to a certain extent, and they created time and space in their diary to open up to you for the benefit of you, your show, and your listeners. So my tip today is to think about how you can continue the conversation with guests who have been on your podcast and segment your lists so you're not treating your guests in the same way you're treating your listeners. Depending on when you're listening, there is a lot to come to support you with all this. Head over to blueberry.com to find out more.
I want to thank Toby for the Blueberry Pro tip, blueberrypro.com. I think he got the domain name wrong at the end.
Yeah, it's possible.
To send them over there. So, of course, the Blueberry Pro team edits and produces this show, so makes us sound better than we actually sound. Yep. So definitely thank them for doing that. You know, I think the segmentation is important. We do that even here at Blueberry for different customer levels and the emails that we send. So email segmentation, you know, because a free stats user isn't going to care about a directory, you know, their directory list, you know. So it's different types of things we have to send over. Interesting question that came up, and this came from the podcasting Reddit topic, and it was, should two hosts use the same type of mic, or can they use different kinds, types, and end up with okay audio?
I have a few opinions of that. Well, look at what you and I are using two different microphones. I'm using RE20. You're using the
SMB7.
The Shure one. And, you know, and in the past, I've used the Heil PR40. I've used my headset. But they're all Dynamics. But I don't even know if that matters. I think whatever microphone makes you sound like you, you know, that's the goal is, you know, I want you to sound like we're talking across the table at the bar or something.
Right, right.
You know, I don't want some highly produced, boomy thing that's not natural. You know, I guess, you know, I've heard some podcasts where one host is in a noisy room and another host is in a quiet room. And that's kind of weird, especially if they mute the noisy one between the times they're talking. I don't know. Does that make sense?
It does, but I think I approach it a little different way. Mm-hmm. You know, well, number one, I agree. You have to have a mic that sounds good to you. The PR40 doesn't, it's not a mic for my voice. It's set on the shelf here for years. And I went through Dynamic and condensers. I've had two or three different kinds. And for us, and we're kind of, you know, again, I want to definitely make a disclaimer here. Mike's got an expensive mic. I have an expensive mic. These are not cheap microphones. These are $400.
Oh, yeah.
And what is yours? I think yours is more than that, isn't
it's like
it?
$450.
Something like that. But if you're going to be going and you're going to start a podcast, you don't have the budget for two Shure SMB7s. Maybe you only have a budget for two QD5s or something to that effect. Yeah. I think the lower you go in mic quality, maybe it makes sense to have two mics of the same type.
Right.
If you're on, and again, I don't want to badger those mics are fantastic, but they are a different sound than what this mic is going to sound like. So I think if you're both using $100 mics, that's great. Mm-hmm. And make sure your atmosphere is similar. Like you said, it's not good for one to be noisy and one isn't. It's just very, very distracting. So try to have your atmosphere that you're recording in be the same. If you don't have the same type of mics, then you can kind of compensate for that a bit in post. But again, there will be a distinct difference. Sure. So I think you have to put that into consideration on what you want your show to sound like.
You know, the thing about, you know, the different mics is, you know, sometimes you get a person that's like if you listen to talk radio, you hear somebody call in on a phone line. Okay. That is a completely different sound than the host is talking into their, you know, $500 microphone.
Right.
That's expected, but if you're just co-hosting, like Todd and I, if Todd sounded like he was on the phone and I sounded like I was in a radio station studio, that would be very distracting.
Right. It would be bad.
Yeah.
Now, if you're doing an interview, then you would expect people to sound a little bit different.
Sure.
As well. So I think if you're going to be a co-host, you both try to have the same atmosphere and similar mics. I think that's probably pretty advisable.
Yeah, but I don't know as it's completely required, you know, because I think if you both sound decent and it doesn't sound like one of you is in a, you know, in the bottom of a barrel,
right.
I think you're good.
Yeah, I think so too. So that wraps us up. If you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or video, and we may use it. Of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product, service, or ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Again, those tickets, when you submit there, gives the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. And of course, we've been coming to you this week from the new media studio in Coldwater, Michigan, and Mike Dell's World Studio in Traverse City, Michigan, produced by the Blueberry Pro production team at blueberrypro.com. You can always schedule a one-on-one with me. Hosting customers only, email myself, todd@blueberry.com, blueberry without the E's. Of course, schedule a tech checkup with Mike. Again, hosting customers only, email mike@blueberry.com. You can always send us your podcast sticker and a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send you a Blueberry Care Package in return. Or if you just want a Blueberry Care Package, just email mackenzie@blueberry.com and she'll get you something out, send her your address. And mailing address is in the show notes at podcastinsider.com. Did I miss anything, Mike? Or are we
no,
good?
I think we got everything. But yeah, it's been interesting. I've done a couple of those tech checkups lately. And I got to say, I'm impressed with you guys. The last two that I looked at were, you know, just minor tweaks here and there. But if you want me to check out what you got going, let me know.
That's what we're here for. We're here to help you grow.
Yes.
And if you have comments and questions on how to grow your show, again, email us and we'll be happy to cover it here in the show on the tip and, you know, the question of the week. And we can help you in that endeavor. Lots coming here. Keep your eyes peeled to the Blueberry website, the press announcements, a blog post.
Read the newsletter.
Yes, lots coming here. And I think some of you are going to be very, very excited about some things we're going to announce in a couple of weeks and for the months to come. So I'm going to wrap us up here. Everyone, thanks for being here and listening to the Podcast Insider. We'll be back with you next week. Thanks, Mike. Cool. We'll see you next time.
Yep. Have a good week.